This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in the Parliament next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted a fresh video message on his Instagram handle last night, thanking everyone for the responses and positive suggestions received to his previous video, where he had announced the government's decision to bring a strict law to punish those involved in paper leaks. In the fresh video message, Mr. Modi said the relations will continue with more bonding.
थैंक यू फ्रेंड्स, मेरे जो वीडियो पोस्ट किया था उसको जिस प्रकार से आपने रिस्पॉन्ड किया, सकारात्मक सुझाव दिए, थैंक्स टू एवरीबॉडी। ये आपका प्यार बना रहेगा, हमारा नाता और अधिक सक्रियता से जुड़ता रहे।
Mr. Modi created a new world record with the most views on a reel in 24 hours, garnering 303 million views as of now. The earlier record was 300 million views. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency, NTA, has terminated 47 officials from service. This is part of a complete overhaul of the NTA following controversy over paper leaks. Delhi Police has constituted a special task force to investigate offences relating to paper leaks and other examination-related offences under the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The government will hold another round of discussions with the CJP delegation today on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent examination paper leaks. Union Ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh met the CJP delegation in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting they gave a patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that his remarks to the media outside Parliament had been maliciously doctored, using artificial intelligence to create and circulate a deep fake video in an attempt to spread misinformation. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said he had filed a police complaint and an FIR has been registered at the Chanakipuri police station this morning. In Ladakh, Kargil War Memorial at Dras is fully prepared to host the grand celebrations of the 27th Kargil Vijay Divas, commemorating India's victory in Operation Vijay. The two-day commemorative events beginning today with a series of programs honoring the courage and supreme sacrifice of the Indian Armed Forces who laid down their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. Tomorrow, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead the nation in paying homage to the martyrs of Operation Vijay. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra resumed today after remaining suspended for 6 days due to inclement weather conditions. The Yatris have been advised to strictly adhere to the advisories issued by the administrations for a safe pilgrimage. In Assam, more than 1,15,000 people have taken shelter in relief camps as the flood situation continues to remain grim, with the worst impact being felt in Sibsagar, Charaideo and Jorhat districts. 14 more flood-related deaths have been reported. Rescue and relief operations are being carried out on a war footing following the heavy rains in Gujarat. 5 deaths confirmed so far by State Relief Commissioner. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall today in parts over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and Rajasthan. Dev Shayani Ashadhi Ekadashi, one of the most sacred observances dedicated to Lord Vishnu, is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings to the citizens on the sacred occasion. In men's cricket, India will take on hosts Zimbabwe in the second T20 international of the three-match series at Harare at 4:30 p.m. Indian time in the afternoon. In squash, India's Anahat Singh created history by reaching the women's singles final of the World Junior Championships after defeating Egypt's Barb Sameh 3-1 in the semi-final at Ontario in Canada. The 18-year-old became the second Indian player to enter the final of this prestigious tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.